This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
What's going on, babes and dudes? It's the Trim Healthy Podcast. That's Serene. There's Pearl. I'm Danny B. Hey, wanted to ask y'all's opinion. I don't like saying y'all.
I hate y'all's. It's weird.
What do you say? I want to ask your opinion.
Yeah. And it means
or your guys's.
Use guys's?
Your guys's opinion.
Hey, so everybody is starting to talk about digital detox.
Did we say hi? We did say hi, didn't we?
No, but I wanted Serene to explain why I still look this way this week.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go on about Pearl first. You just ran ahead.
It's the same for us. It's the same week as last week.
Right, that's why we're wearing the same thing. And Danny,
they're on the love couch.
I'm
on Danny's seat because I still have a pinged neck.
Not still, like she said.
Now,
it for
in
weeks.
The future,
it's this one day. With
in your
neck.
Time, my neck will be completely fixed.
Yeah,
but as of now, in my time, it is pinging.
Right.
Here in the ethereal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Now,
so, I just want to know: do you guys, what do you do with your teenagers in terms of their phones? Do you have limitations?
I don't have any children left that are under my rule, but yeah.
What?
Well, not teenagers, right? Because I don't even think of my children as teenagers. I just have children and some are older and some are younger.
Yeah,
the younger ones that are all like 13 and under, I just nicely yell at them all day when I see them on the screen. Get off the screen. You're ruining your brain.
Screen.
Get off the screen.
Yeah.
You know mommy doesn't allow you to get on the screen. Why are you on the
but
screen?
But that's a lot of yelling when you could have just certain rules.
No, it's happy, cute stuff. Oh, I have the rules, but they're still on there.
Oh, okay.
So then I have to do that. Like, I'm not mean about it. I'm just like, get off the screen, blimmin' well. You're rotting your brain. You don't want to do that. But my children, like 13 and over, they have kind of their own actual they're a little bit more about it than me. They're kind of got purpose and they want to have like learn the guitar and do this in their spare time. They don't want to be on the screen. They're on the screen for certain things
and
that
I
they
think
need
that
to
that's,
be on.
I think that says a lot, Serene, because you know, you don't always emulate your parents, but if your parents do something well and seem happy in life, sometimes not in every child, but a child kind of picks up on that. And you've never been a screen person, Serene. You have put your family first. You only do screens now because we have to, and you love it. You're on the Treasure Hunters group for Facebook.
Right, yeah.
And you love that, but that's all you do. And I think your family has seen you just really invest in your life. So your older ones are doing that.
Yeah, they invest.
And so I think, like, you're going to say this whole detox. But most, it's not necessarily the children that have to do that, the teens, Danny, so much as those of us in our age, right?
Well, let me read some things, if I may, very briefly.
Yeah.
A study in the Journal of Psychiatric Research aimed to examine the association between screen time and developmental and behavioral problems of children in the United States took 101,000 children between 0 and 17 years old, 70% of preschoolers 0 to 5, and 80% of children and adolescents 6 to 17 years old who had excessive screen time. Okay. It was positively associated with behavioral and conduct problems, developmental delay, speech disorder, learning disability, autism spectrum disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And it was more exacerbated with boys.
For sure.
I've already been on for months now, just this renewed aggression against screen time. I saw a fun video that was calling this the existential crisis rectangle. Because it was saying we children are seeing things previously reserved for wartime.
Mm-hmm.
Like people that went to war and came back had to deal with things children see on Tuesday morning. And so I've had a zeal for a while now about screen time, not just the content, because people are like, well, just make sure we'll install a filter to make sure the content's right. But they're with developing brains, and I've been talking to our kids' doctor about this as well. With developing brains, while they are learning social behavior, while they are learning what an authority figure is and how to let that person be correct, and you to say, I don't know, I'm young, I'm going to stop talking now. Those things are not connecting. Instead, they're watching YouTubers who aren't using foul language or anything morally inappropriate simply respond a certain way to authority. And so I just started getting really like conscious about this. And recently with reading some of these studies and looking into this, we're actually, there's actually Instagram groups where parents are banding together in support groups.
They're getting on the screen to band together screens.
Well, what they're doing is doing like packs. To, and some are saying our kids won't even have social media till they're 18. Like parents are actually doing this. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
But it's caused me to say, hey, there, people are talking about this now. This is kind of the first time in history that a extremely powerful device, one that the inventor of the device, Steve Jobs, said would not be allowed in his household.
Yeah, it's so interesting that you're saying that because I think this is, you know, to kind of an epic crisis of like people that are having babies right now, like my children that are having children, have to make huge decisions about how they will raise their children because there weren't screens and my children, they didn't have screens. And so, you know, and they've done it both ways. They've allowed their little toddlers to have some screen time and then they've said, well, let's take that away because that's all they want to do, you know, hugely addicting. But I think they've come to something where I believe what, you know, I look at my daughter-in-law, Kahuru, she doesn't allow screen time at all during the day. She lets there be like 1 hour before bed. And because, you know, you don't want to demonize something either.
Right.
I mean, you even to read that study, Danny, you lifted up a screen. We have to know as humans how to utilize the World Wide Web and things like that. But with that in their hands, there's not their own imagination happening. There's not their own social skills happening. I mean,
Right. So they can be for like little computers instead of a big computer. There's a little computer and we can get on and we can navigate for work, you know, and students navigate research.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're evil. It's like, a lot of things. There's evil parts and then there's parts that can
be harmed. Yeah, there's good parts.
Well, what's happening too chemically on the dopamine level is that when this comes up, especially some kids, some boys developmentally who would be categorized as ADHD, they're finding are simply low dopamine and serotonin. They're almost like a low hormone level, a low hormone profile. And what happens with those types of boys and girls too, but mostly boys, especially, is these become dopamine machines.
Yeah.
So those types of boys are always trying to, the reason for the hyperactivity, they're trying to get dopamine. They can get it instantly here.
Yeah.
And so what these doctors are discovering, I learned this one from Dr. Andrew Huberman, not personally, but on my screen.
Yes, you learned it on your screen.
He was sharing that their dopamine baseline is being reset. And so when they're able to get dopamine quickly without having to make a phone call and schedule a time to hang out with friends, without having to get on a bike and get to the friends, you know, they can just literally, they pull it up and there's no restriction.
Yeah, I saw a study that young people these days said they'd rather have on screen, they'd rather have screen relationships than real person 100%. Relationships. But you know, my son Rocky, who's similar personality to kind of to you, you know, he's all about bettering his life. So he completely turned his phone to black and white because he's like, he gets too much dopamine and he doesn't want to be on the, he doesn't want to get dopamine from his screen. And so they say, if you turn it to black and white, you're not going to get the same hits.
That's so smart.
So when I take his phone to look at something, it's always black and white. I'm like, what? Oh, that's right.
He did. He took the initiative to do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's how
is it? It's not when you're researching and learning, right? Is it just these reels?
It's scroll. It's the scrolling. It's that. It's the second hit of I need new. Oh, that's boring. I need new. Let's go to the next thing. I need new. It's changing the way we. It's making us instant people that we can't even focus. That's why people are reading less.
So not when you're reading a screen to study. I'm trying to get
No, it's nothing to do with the actual screen. It's what you do on that screen.
Okay, you do on the screen.
And it's different if you're over 21, 25 for a lot of boys.
Is it really different?
Yeah, it is different.
So it doesn't affect our brains the same way?
It does affect them, but if we're talking percentages, it's a much lower percent that a mature brain who has already put in the work. See, when you're developing social skills at, I forget the age, but like, you know, the real heavy social skills, like 5 to 10.
Yeah, right.
You were like having to find a book.
I'm so glad we had this conversation because we're about to have a family special summit. You know, like where everybody living under the roof that's living under the roof, we're going to get together and like put out family goals and things, new rules, not to be all weird and big and heavy, but like, what do we as a family mm-hmm. want to do here so we function well and that we all kind of reach our goals.
Yeah,
this
and
year.
And even though the advent of the iPhone is really what brought this on, and so even though the iPhone isn't brand new, the reels and the style of social media and engagement is pretty new. There's a, as of this year, new ways, new dings and chimes and rewards are built in to the social media apps. I mean, as parents, we should understand at a professional level what sort of marketing rewards have been built in to the thing we're putting in our kids'
hands.
They
train us all. I mean, they've even trained me. Like, I used to be able to, I used to read long posts on, you know, on my feed. And now if it's too long, I just scroll and it's sad because I'm like, oh, I can't read that long post.
Yeah. And
what junk. It's trained me out of concentration span.
And also, what do you think about
this? That's
why
I like a hardcover book, because then I focus on it.
Yeah.
What about this? When I go somewhere and I haven't brought my phone, I feel vulnerable. I feel empty.
What are you going to do with your hands?
Well, no, not for me for that. It just feels like I don't feel secure. Like, but I think that's because I need to be able to call
that's
people.
Relational.
It's relational. But back then, we never used to have that.
I know,
that.
but I know.
That's a better thing.
Yeah,
that's
but I think
thing.
It's better. You know, you didn't know how someone was faring. I mean, there was danger in that.
I love the contact part.
Yeah, think that. I think the contact part is incredible. And I think technology can be used for bad and for good. And there is good. Can you imagine if, like, you had children in Africa as missionaries and just every night you could FaceTime.
When Meadow was in Japan, I mean, that's what we did. Can you imagine? So listen, these screens are not going away. We can't like ban
them. And for knowledge, they're incredible. Yes. Just think the knowledge.
Nothing
that you
of Trim Healthy Mama would have formed
libraries,
without the internet.
To me, are like ancient, flea-ridden, old news. Old news. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like as far as like some of the studies, you don't, sometimes we can get a study published last week. It's not in a book in the
but
library.
But libraries are still beautiful. Like Kahoo, my daughter-in-law takes her boys to the library and they come
home
with books.
For research.
Oh, no, research.
Like if you want the latest study on something.
Oh, you don't go to the library.
You can't go to the library because they're already printed.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
I'm Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Serene, I don't even research anymore. I go to ChatGPT and I tell the robot what to produce for me. And a 5-point, easy to understand, I want the best of the internet. And
really?
It will do
But do you
it.
Know there's an AI? Our friend Steve, he's using, you know, the new AI that you can go use.
It's ChatGPT.
Okay. And he's like, he said, tell me about Trim Healthy Mama.
Yeah.
So it was so weird. The story that they had, they got it wrong. They
really?
Said Serene and Pearl, the authors, they got a lot, most of it right. Started this blog called New Mercies. Was it called
what?
New Mercies?
I don't
remember?
Know. I don't
yeah.
Know.
And he's like, they started this blog, and from there it caught on, and they wrote a book. And I'm like, we've never even written a blog. We wrote a book. We never had a blog, and it certainly was not called New Mercies. So it's really weird.
Yeah, it's kind of got
so
it
AI
wrong,
right? Is not like
there is some Wikipedias on my family. That have all the children married to the wrong ones.
Oh, yeah.
And all that. And it's funny. Yeah.
Well, I've got a couple of questions and I read them out to Serene. Are we done with that chat? That was a good chat, Dan.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no, Dan, you really saved our bums because Pearl has, she's got a crook in her neck,
I have
right?
a ping neck. Ping.
And so she was going to bring us some wonderful questions.
Yeah.
Because we know that the question potties, they really take a life of their own. They're fun, right? But she could not even have she couldn't even look at a screen to find the questions properly because she's in so much pain. So she's like, oh, this first one I see is a kind of a boring one. And she's like, but it will be good because people love boring questions. And I'm like, no, they don't. Don't do it.
They do.
No one wants a boring question. Don't do it.
Sorry to the person who wrote this question we're about to read publicly.
Well, Serene said it was boring. I thought it was quite good.
No, it's
and
a
then
great
I
question.
Said, you said it's boring. I said they love boring.
No, it's a great, I love
boring.
Boring questions.
You're boring.
No,
that's what she hears. She's boring.
No, I love.
But you're not.
I love boring questions in the right place. This lady who wrote the question, or this guy, I think
she's
it's a woman.
She's not boring.
No, she. It was meant to be. It was a boring place, a place where you could just write any question you want. But to do a whole potty on this question.
I didn't say whole potty. I said I want to take some practical questions. And you were like, that is so boring. No one's going to want to listen. I said, I'll surprise you.
Okay, surprise me.
Okay, Jennifer.
Jennifer, says, real name, public.
Says.
Internet.
Whole wheat gluten. Whole wheat vital gluten. You know?
We'll have to look
stuff
up the screen.
Wheat, whole wheat, vital gluten.
What's more boring than gluten, by the way?
Is it okay to put in bread? And I want to tackle that subject because you can go to any grocery store and you can go to a section of the bread area that is low carb breads, right? And you will look and often you will see vital wheat gluten as one of the first ingredients. What do we all think of that? And then people that do, sometimes they do homemade bread, they put vital wheat gluten in, or they try to do their own low-carb bread at home, they put vital wheat gluten in. What do we think of it? Let's talk.
Well, I mean, I'm just looking it up right now.
Drunk Pearl,
just
the
to start
best.
Reading the wonderful screen.
I promise you, he keeps calling me Drunk Pearl this potty and last. I am on no medication and no alcohol. I just look drunk.
See, I'm looking it up right now because I've been making bread for years. And I know, I've heard of it before as people put it in their... Especially homeschooling moms have put it in their like first kind
You're
of.
You're a homeschooling mom.
Put it in their first attempts at making bread. Like, because I've heard that
Why the pointed fingers at homeschooling moms? Where did that come from?
I'm just saying, a lot of women that go to work, they don't make the bread. But there's the moms that stay home and
point the fingers at the working mom now.
No. I'm just saying. It's like, I've heard of it as back in the day, you know. When I first brought my grinder, I heard of it as something people put in bread to kind of keep it soft. I'm not sure exactly what, but I haven't ever used it. But
okay.
I'm just saying the real world bread makers from
goodness. Can I just do my whole take on it?
From the past?
Because you obviously...
They didn't use vital wheat gluten. They used the real ancient way and they rose it the traditional artistic way.
Yeah. So what you're saying is it's not ultimate if you're a purist bread maker, but I want to talk about the health aspects of it. It is on... There's nothing that... is in vital wheat gluten that's, oh my goodness, that's disgusting. It's toxic poison. It should never go in a body. It's off plan. No. But I do want to talk about amounts of it.
Oh
and
my
let's
goodness,
talk about that
all
word.
All it is pure gluten.
Gluten. I was about to say that. Now,
it improves the elasticity in rye.
Yes. So that's why people put it in bread. But I want to talk about if it's first ingredient in a low-carb bread or you're using a lot of it in your homemade breads, let's think about that, okay? So now God put gluten in the ancient grains, but in the ancient grains, it's in much smaller amounts than it is in modern grains, and they certainly wasn't isolated.
It's what we call God's gluten, right? It's like, it's what didn't inflame the body.
Yeah.
But now Monsanto, you know, has kind of junked up the grains these days. They have much higher amounts of gluten.
Yeah, that's to make
the
fluffy loaves of bread.
Right, and that's what people are starting to react to.
Now, why do so many people have gluten sensitivities? I'll tell you why. Overuse of gluten.
Yeah.
Do you know if you take an allergy test to certain foods, you've been eating a lot of that food, often the food will show up. Just because your body, it's just showing that your body has had a lot of it. So, but a lot of people do feel a bit nasty when they have gluten. And that's
a lot of it informs, a lot of it, you mean a lot of it, because you're isolating gluten and you're having it in an incredible amount.
Well, you're using modern
wheat.
But if
you're having a lot of ancient grains, that's fine because it's in the amounts God
desires.
Exactly.
Yeah. But some people get very sensitive. There are those who are so sensitive they can't even do ancient grains. Well, that's established. Okay. But let's look at using just vital wheat gluten. Isolating it, using that very extreme amount of gluten and putting it in a health bread and labeling it good for you, low carb, I would say let's think again.
Yes.
So no, not putting it off plan, but I would say be wise about that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go to the store and buy bread with an ingredient with the first one whole vital wheat gluten. I wouldn't put huge amounts in my bread.
I probably wouldn't even eat it unless I had to survive because you're actually, you're adding it. Adding something that shouldn't be multiplied in your bread.
Yeah, that's what I think. But Dan, you had something to say and I kept talking.
Well, this is the Dan that was eating a white bread sandwich.
That's true.
When we first started.
What do I
earlier,
have to say at this
party.
Point?
Did you have something to say though?
Well, I was going to ask about the quantity, but you covered it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I would like if someone made an on-plan bread and they put a bit of Vita Wheat gluten, I don't mind.
So it's a choice.
I love your hair like that.
What? I really didn't even do my hair.
It's height and then bangs swept to the side. Like it's your wrecked neck hair.
Yeah, it's wrecked neck.
I can't even look in the mirror
it's
and do it.
But
would you do that more often? Do you like it?
I like it.
Wrecked neck hair is a thing?
Yeah, I love wrecked neck
hair. I mean, she's being Christian. It's drunk hair. It's what it is.
It's pearl of the bar hair.
Yeah. It's like you just scraped in here after a long night down on Broadway with the bachelorettes.
It really looks good though, Pearl.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, did have a thing though, is when you're making bread, you can sort of decide how much gluten to put in.
Well, you don't have to put in any. Some people just do because it's in a recipe, like because you get a better rise. But if I was going to be a bread maker, which I'm not, I make my no carb easy bread, I buy I buy sourdough Bavarian bread off the Amazon.
Your daughter is the best.
My daughter makes bread
in the world.
I can't rely on that when she runs out, or Serene gives me bread. Those are my sources. But I certainly wouldn't buy one with Vital Wheat gluten in it and do it as my regular. No way.
Yeah. You know, and why do you want it?
It's just my personal opinion.
Super fluffy
Everyone's
anyway.
Different.
I'm just trying to say, let's Everyone's teach di- ourselves to eat the bread that's actually healthy for you. The bread that's actually healthy for you is not really the super fluffy, elastic bread. It's not.
I regret eating that sandwich.
I know, yeah. Well, you should.
It was white bread that like...
Still in there, Dan.
It's swirling around inside you. It's been rumbling the whole for two podcasts now.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Pearl, what's your other boring question?
Well,
hey,
I'm going to go...
that wasn't really boring, though. I thought that was great.
No, it actually was interesting.
What did I tell you?
Jennifer, it was great. It was super interesting. It's just that...
Sorry about Serene.
Pearl's like, let's do a party on... whether or not Vital Weekly.
It's the wrecked neck potty.
Jennifer didn't even mean to do it as a potty.
Serene, you can't climb out of the hole you dug. Okay. Yeah. This one that I want to talk about gluten again, and this is one I want to address. Oh my goodness.
Gluten again?
I was supposed to do a Facebook post about this because we just got the results. Is your conditioner considered gluten-free?
This is a boring question.
No. Just allow me.
I mean, it's okay because, you know, you want to answer a question on the Facebook page, but for the world...
Is your conditioner considered gluten-free and your shampoo too, actually? I noticed it has wheat and soy amino acids in the ingredient list. Just not sure if those should be a concern for a person with celiac. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, no, that's a very good question. And really, it does. On our ingredients, on both our conditioner, I think on our shampoo too, it says may contain wheat and soy from amino acids. So, that question started to come.
Ah! Oh, woo. There it is.
Ping. Okay. Through it. That question started to come through on the groups a lot, so I would like to take the time to address that. I talked
to our
form
thing reheated.
Would you, Leslie?
Leslie,
let's go.
She's like the nurse coming in, you know, the war battlefields. She looks like that too, with a pretty little face.
Les, I'll take an espresso when you get a chance.
Thank you. So I talked to Dr. Peter Cicero, our formulator, and I'm like, what the heck? Why do we have wheat and soy in our formula? Is this true? He's like, no, that's not true at all. He's like, I don't even know why it was listed on our ingredients. Now, amino acids are sometimes taken from wheat and soy, but he's like, I will get this tested straight away because no, it doesn't have wheat and soy. But sometimes amino acids come from wheat and soy. So, you know, the people... Who knows? And I signed off. I didn't notice it, but we try to be really compliant with the FDA.
Right.
We do not want to get shut down or in trouble or have things removed or cease and desist or anything. Mm-hmm. So we go overboard to be transparent. So that's why it was written. We just didn't want to hide anything in case it was amino acid. I don't know, just because sometimes amino acids come from there. So Peter got both our shampoo and conditioner tested. Absolutely free and clear of any trace of wheat or soy.
And we're going to keep that source.
The official answer. No, and our packaging will reflect that. And no wheat, no soy in our either our conditioner or shampoo.
Brilliant.
And I'm very happy to say that.
That's good. What's your next third
boring
question?
Somebody did not take my...
Your despicable screen?
My despicable screen, yeah. Well, let me see if I can find another boring question. Because they're actually... Oh, more ideas, please, on how to incorporate creamy, dreamy plant protein in recipes. I don't see many recipes for this other than drinks. You put it in your yuck yum.
Yeah, it's really great in my yuck yum.
Oh, well, I am telling you.
It thickens it. Mm. You're going to hate it.
Oh, Dan. Have you ever had a yuck yum, Dan?
I've never had a sip.
Oh!
Yeah, but this is not a yuck.
Can I mouth your bottle here?
Yeah, but this is a yuck yum. It has nothing delicious in it.
Thank you, Lizzie's.
It has really crazy stuff in it, Dan. You're not going to love it. It's a bad example.
Don't make excuses.
Serena, I'll taste it and tell you if it's your good yuck
yum. It's a bad example. It's got acai, which is a very, very...
I love acai.
I know.
Oh!
Yuck. Now say at first yuck. Yum.
It's yuck. Yes. That's why you call it yuck.
Yes.
Yuck.
But this is a yuck yuck for everybody
no,
else.
No, there's a yum aspect, right?
No, there's a it hits you like a tangy,
bitter, earthy. This is
and,
a bit gritty today though.
But it's satisfying like a cigar. Hold on.
It's a cigar, man.
And then you're like, yum, I want more. Mm-hmm. Don't take it away, right? So good.
Yeah, I'm using that as a straw block.
Yeah, the straw doesn't work.
I could subscribe to that. Like, I want it monthly.
Once you're a yuck yummer, you are always a yuck yummer. Just let it sit, Leslie. Let it sit for a while.
Tangy? Yeah. What's the tangy? What's
the
tangy thing?
It's the double fermented kefir.
Kefir is what it is. Okay.
And baobab.
Oh, the baobab. That's what I taste. It's so good.
And then I like the bitter of the cocoa added and then the acai dip.
Yeah, I love it. Les loves it.
Les loves it.
And then, of course, the protein is the creamy dreamy.
Yeah, and sometimes you do what? Other whey or you do...
It has a little whey in there, creamy, dreamy, and the natural protein.
Okay, so I want to take the time to talk about our creamy, dreamy late. This is such a good opportunity because
I'd pay
soon
for it every potty.
Oh, yeah.
I would pay for it.
First of all, we'll talk about ways to include creamy, dreamy.
The treemies.
Breastfeeding. That's what Danny's family used to call it. The tweemies.
I know, but I did it for Solly because remember?
Yeah.
Tweemies.
Remember when Dan told me? I thought, I'm going to change it from
Ninny
because that's what my last five in the row children did, Ninny. And I felt like it needed a freshen up.
A little update.
You know, the little update?
Yeah.
And so Dan's like, well, you got to call it the tweemies.
The treemies.
Coming from the creamies.
And
ended up as the tweemies.
And then, so just quickly for new peeps in the room, I've told the story before. Do you mind a little sidetrack?
Please.
I would love one.
So, my daughter, as she got older, that they can start, you know, breastfeeding and still starting to speak. Is that weird?
If we're weird, that's
so,
okay.
So, but she couldn't say tweemie. She just call it wee wee.
Wee wees.
And so, and then she'd want to change. So wee wee side.
My 12-year-old just started calling it milk.
Hold on. Don't make me laugh. It's going to hurt. Hold on.
Not the boob milk.
Not the boob milk, just milk. Okay. Good.
No, I meant.
No, you shut up.
That was a breastfeeding joke.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not a joke to us because we breastfed till we were four, so we took it real.
Yes, I'm hungry, Mom.
Exactly.
Mom, my voice is developing and I'm hungry.
Oh, okay. So the way I use Creamy Dreamy is like oatmeal, in my oatmeal every single morning. Now, I don't, maybe this is sacrilegious, but I have a way to do it.
Oh, tell us your way.
When
you have to clutch, it's chillo.
She's getting old, folks. She's breaking down.
She ain't.
It's something when I'm moving.
She just felt so spectacular. She stretched too harshly.
Oh, my goodness. There's like literal endorphins after the ping.
I know.
Endorphins from
extra happy
from going through it.
You're going to sleep good when you get your Advil.
You know how after you work out, you feel endorphins because it was so brutal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
After the ping?
Yeah.
Life is great. Okay.
I just burped the microphone.
I did that on the last podcast.
The yuck yum burp.
I didn't hear it.
Don't make me laugh. It hurts.
Do you ever burp and try to say?
I just feel so terrible because I realized that my can't wear 3/4 shorts.
I noticed your chiggabites.
No, it's my hairy legs.
Oh, my God. I was noticing chiggabites.
I didn't want to say anything.
Hold on. How many times? Look, listen.
I never sit this close. And I was like, oh, okay.
No, it's just I don't. I think
how
I
often
don't
do you
need
shave your legs?
It's
like
not
in real?
Summer and I wear
remember
long,
we started off this podcast.
Long yoga tights, right? That are fully to the ankle. And now it's 3/4. The sun's shining.
You've got to shave more in summer. Now, listen, we started off.
Gonna go home
I don't
to shave.
Think the mic was on when we started this party and we're talking about how many times a day we brush our teeth and Danny we shunned him and we were like shaming him and judging him because
the old hairy legs was shunning me for not brushing my teeth.
We said we brush our teeth twice a day and he's like some days I don't and we were like shameful Dan.
I don't mean to not.
It's just how could you not? It's I'm, like how I'm, does I'm, that happen?
like even 10 minutes ago, I had a little look at my legs and then I saw the camera and I started like trying to lay the hairs flat.
You tried to brush them down.
They just went bing.
You're making me.
The more you try, the more static electricity is applied.
But hold on, we can't be very judging
They're
here
like a
because
centimeter long.
I don't know about you, but I only shave my legs half inch. Like in the summer, I shave my legs maybe at the most twice a week, but probably once. And in the winter, it's like once a month.
Well, this no, in the winter, it's like once every 3 months. I just wear the yoga pants. It's dark at night, so no one knows.
But does your husband care about the spikies?
He loves it all. Spikies by then. There's no spikies.
It's just a lovely fairy
all,
bush.
All husbands care. They just soft. Don't. All husbands care. They just don't want to ruin the moment.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, because if you're feeling hairy legs.
Oh my goodness, I can't.
When I first noticed on podcast one, I was like, "Oh, look at go girl, look at Serene." And I heard the song. I heard the song in my head. You make me feel like a natural.
I'm going
woman.
Home.
I can't drag to the shower to get my Billy razor. I do shave my under my arms. Twice a week.
What? Underarm shave.
Only twice a week.
I'm a slow underarm grower.
I shave my underarms every day.
Oh yeah, I'm actually a slow leg grower. This is about a year's worth of growth. Hey, I've got that Billy razor on prescription. It just keeps piling up. I've got so many razor heads.
Oh, you get it automatic every month?
Just come to me. I can start reselling them.
Oh my goodness. This is a bad day to get the laughter.
She got a subscription to razors, but she doesn't use them.
Oh my goodness.
Hey.
My goodness. I was about to describe how I use my creamy dreamy. How did we get onto hairy legs?
No, we're going to get back to that. But after the break.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Brownies are an all-American love language, Pearl. I know we love them down under, but nobody loves brownies like the USA
people.
Well,
we didn't. Brownies weren't a huge thing down in New Zealand, Australia, where we grew up, but I think our love...
We loved Lamingtons, remember?
Yes, that was our kind of a brownie in Australia. It's called a Lamington. It's got coconut around it, but it is like brownie.
It's not as ooey and gooey.
It is not... You Americans, even though we kind of consider ourselves Americans now, you really perfected the ooey gooeyness.
They know how to do chocolate ooey gooey.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they do. But, you know, our brownies, what I love
about them. Healthy ones?
Yes. What I love about them is you get that ooey gooey. You get all that you love about a brownie, but you don't get an offended waistline.
No, and you get stable blood sugar.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so this is why we did it, right? Because so many of you guys, you've asked us for, please, Serene and Pearl, give us quick things.
There's no real life without a brownie.
Yeah, and you just want, you're like, hey, I just want to open my packet. I just want to put liquids and an egg with it, please.
Right, right, right.
So we did this.
Because the best brownies are the ones that come out hot from your oven because they're the real true ooey gooey ones.
I have to say, though, because, you know, a lot of these brownies have been made in my house recently. I love them chilled in the fridge for 2 to 3 days.
Oh, really?
I actually think they get better that way.
But for the ones that love the ooey gooey, you know, you don't want to do the long where you have to measure everything.
No.
And that's why we made this mix. So that having that beautiful smell coming out of your oven and having the ooey gooey homemade brownies, you could do in a flash.
Yeah. And so let's hit the highlights. Of course, as we said, the blood sugar and waistline friendly.
Easy to rip up. That's
another
highlight.
And so here we've got 2 net carbs, right? And so they're an S. So you don't have a whole bunch of like on the verge of a crossover thing. They're officially S.
Oh, yes.
And especially when you're putting butter with something,
oh,
you kind of want to stay in that good S zone so that your body is safe.
Do you know, Pearl,
that
they're not only delicious, but they're actually healing to your gut. They're high in probiotic and prebiotic fibers. They contain 5 grams of protein also for a metabolic boost. Mm-hmm. These things are like... a treat to your health.
Yeah, and
not
you
just a treat to your taste.
The mix is actually dairy-free. Of course, it's gluten-free, but it's dairy-free. And I actually like making these, like you can use butter for a traditional brownie. You can use the same amount of coconut oil. Add a pinch of salt, though.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer them that way. Autumn has been making them with the coconut oil, my daughter. And now I've got, I kind of partial to that.
Mm. Oh, I love it. And then you can make up a yummy, handy, easy chocolate syrup. Which, if you have the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook, it's page 479.
Yeah, and actually on our website, we're coming up with a whole bunch of new recipes to do with the brownies too. So you can really get creative.
I actually saw somebody who did like a brownie cheesecake. They did the brownie as like the base, and they did a cheesecake topping. Oh, delicious.
And it just makes that, you know, two-step process so much easier.
Find this product and other Trim Healthy products at store.trimhealthymama.com.
And we're back.
I'm literally crying from both happiness and joy and pain as well. Hey, but okay, how I use my Creamy Dreamy is, yes. I can't do it.
Someone wheelbarrow Pearl back to her house.
What if you like lay flat and we put the microphone like down?
It's getting worse because this is two potties in.
Well, what are you going to do when you get home?
Oh, it's the laughter. It's the
laughter. What are you going to put? How are you going to position yourself when you get home?
Just think about sad things for a minute.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
The laughter moves my head too much.
I ran over my dog.
Oh, don't. Too,
no, I did.
Nothing
it was
too sad and nothing too happy.
It was years ago. Her name was June.
Okay. When I do my, Brenda asked this question. So I put it in my oatmeal every single day that I have oatmeal. And here's what I do. I do always more water than the oatmeal calls for, because whose appetite is small enough to eat the amounts of oatmeal that's a standard serving size?
I don't even read the serving size. I just know.
I use half a cup of oatmeal.
Yeah.
That's the serving size?
I mean, or sprouted oatmeal says it's a third a cup. Occasionally, if I'm going to really load it up with a lot of toppings, I'll do a third a cup. But I always do at least 1.5 cups of water. And I put my 3 tablespoons of Creamy Dreamy in my water, and I cook it with 1 teaspoon of psyllium, or half. And I do a dunk of stevia.
Does Autumn do it this way too?
No, she doesn't use. She puts a Creamy Dreamy at the end once she's finished, because she's a purist like you.
And she's like, why am I cooking it?
I don't want to cook any of the health benefits out, but I'm only using it for protein, and the protein's still intact. I mean, yes, maybe it's still anti-inflammatory in a way after cooking, but I've got all the goodness in my toppings. I've got my goji berries, my blueberries, my cinnamon, my gentle sweet, my walnuts. I've got all those micronutrients coming in.
Heaps of micronutrients in your gentle sweet.
Yeah. Well, all I'm saying is sweet, and the cinnamon's got my micronutrients. Yeah. So why am I worrying about that coming through my hemp? Mm-hmm. And so I cannot literally eat oatmeal without it. So then I've got over 20 grams of protein in my oatmeal.
See,
what a great way to start the day.
Yeah.
I mean, how else do you use it?
Well, I mean.
I put it in almond milk sometimes.
Yes. I love it. If I don't make a yuck yum sometimes in the afternoon, I'll just come and I'll put Creamy Dreamy in a cup.
Yeah.
And then I'll just pour straight kefir over top of it, and then throw in a few walnuts and goji berries. And the Creamy Dreamy thickens the kefir up to almost like a Greek yogurt.
Yeah,
and
I love it.
Earthy Greek yogurt.
It's amazing.
Taste. It's so delicious.
In my kefir bowls, I always put Creamy Dreamy.
Yeah. Would I get full on something like that?
You would.
I would feel like
kefir
I
fills
ate a meal.
Me up, because it fills me up not only with the nutrients, the protein, and everything, but it has a little bit of air. Like it has a bit of a
effervescence
that kind of like swells.
I've tried like drinkable anything, like even heavy, thick. Protein.
Telling you, if you had a quart of my yuck yum, you could hardly move.
I don't
afterwards.
Love to drink my meals the same thing. That's why I don't do yuck yums, but I spoon my kefir in it and I thicken it slightly with some gelatin. So it's never like.
You're not hungry running. Like an hour later?
No.
I feel like I'd be hungry an hour later.
You wouldn't promise. You've never tried it, so don't speak about what you don't know about.
That's true. Can
man.
I buy it? I'll buy it from you.
I'll bring you yuck yum next, buddy.
I would buy it like every week.
No, it'd be
at
like
Target.
Selling my soul. You know, like yuck yums are a part
and
of me.
And it's a jolly lot of work. Make your own.
No, I'll give him one next.
No,
buddy.
You'll give him one 1 week, but you're not going to make him one every week.
How do you get to tell her what she can do?
Because I'm a crook neck, girl.
You're like an old maid with a broken neck giving orders to little sister.
I just
What's
know
your next boring
is.
Question? This is the potty of boring
questions. Oh, no, we want to talk about our optimized plant protein serum.
Oh, yeah.
So our Creamy Dreamy, as it stands, in a couple weeks, I don't know when this potty airs. Maybe it will only be about a week or two from this potty. Will be completely changed. The essence of it, as it stands today, will have all the currently what it is. We'll have
are we
all
saying
the,
that we're optimizing all of our proteins?
Yes,
we
are,
that?
Bubby. Yeah.
Are we going to say that right now?
We're
Can we
declaring
say that?
Something, and, okay. and the two of us together are going to announce something huge here.
Okay.
So when we're the only
this
company,
is not a boring party, peeps.
We're the only company that we know that's going to be doing this. I mean,
well, we decided one day. Why are we? Because at the beginning, we were like one of the first companies that had really beautiful. Whey and collagen and we just like, this is awesome. But now, you know, words got out and you can find it anywhere. And we like, we don't want to be part of the competition. We want to bring to people stuff that you can't find.
And breakthroughs.
And
we didn't just think, what can we do to change it? Serene and I, now that we've studied so much about muscle synthesis and what happens as we age and how our muscles they, even though we need more protein as we age, we need significantly more. The sad thing is we can't utilize more. Well, we can utilize less. So there's it's a conundrum. We need more protein. We can't take in as much protein. It sits in our bodies sometimes as excess and gets either put to fat or has byproducts like ammonia.
Now, that's particularly for people who haven't kept their muscle around and they're sedentary. But you've kept your muscle around or you've contended for a lot of muscle, you can use your
Okay, so in the case of our hemp protein, we decided to get a plant protein because some people don't do well with whey. And hemp, when we looked at all of them, was the absolute best because it has the full amino acids. It's anti-inflammatory. It has less carbs.
But even though it has the full amino acids, they're not in the amount that that really build
muscle. I'm getting to that.
Oh, good girl.
So Serena and I started realizing, okay, at every meal, we need this bolus.
Oh, she's going to scream. Oof. 3 grams of lutein. We need a bolus because that's the trigger that synthesizes muscle growth. Yeah. Like I said, I don't know if it was in this potty or the potty before that a young child, early teenager, can actually build muscles on bread, on apples, because they build muscle also through carbohydrates, through the insulin pathway. But when we get older, we only build it through the lutein trigger pathway.
Till about what age can young people build muscle with carbs? And is it always, like they can always build
Well,
muscle?
I think they can always, you add protein, you're upping the ante.
Children need protein too, of course, but.
They need less than us adults.
Yeah.
But until about when?
Well, see, actually, I used to know that, but I think it's 20s, it starts to change.
So definitely about when 30, metabolism slows down, same, okay.
Well, it's just things change. And anyway, we need a bolus of about 3 grams of lutein to tell the muscles to actually trigger growth. And so we want to trigger growth because not like we're trying to be big, incredible hulks, but because we just want to not lose muscle.
And we want to keep our lean body mass around.
Yeah, because it's our metabolic tissue. So think, well, I don't want to build muscle. Yes, you do, because you're losing muscle.
If you don't want to build muscle, you don't want a metabolism.
Right.
Because you've already had declining muscle. It's happened. If you're at the age of 30, your muscle has declined. Unless you have very, very wisely and smartly strength trained with weights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And eaten enough protein in your life. Otherwise, you have less lean muscle.
It's sarcopenia. It's just a fact, but you don't have to have it a fact.
Okay, so getting back to our our creamy dreamies. So we're like, oh my goodness, this creamy dreamy's great, but it's not fueling our muscles to full synthesis.
Yeah, it didn't have a 3 gram bolus per serving.
Plants just can't do it as well as animal products.
Whey does. Whey has the 3 gram threshold.
So, we talked to our scientists about this, Dr. Peter Cicero, we were actually talking to him about our essential amino acid supplement. We was like, why can't we put the bolus of lutein inside our plant protein and make it optimized so that it has all these anti-inflammatory benefits, but it also fuels our lean body mass. Why can't we do that? And he's like, no, give me a few months and I'll figure it out.
And it's not just adding lutein because the body is smarter than that. It's like you've just put lutein in here and it's not seen as when you digest it, you've got to digest it at the same time because people that take branched chain amino acids, which is lutein, valine and isoleucine, that is actually not stimulating proper muscle synthesis because you're putting those amino acids in separately and especially lutein is the trigger. But it needs all the other the amino acids that make up the 9 essential amino acids to actually build the muscle. So if you trigger building, but you don't have all the tools to build, what your body's going to do is break down the muscles to get those other amino acids. So it's catabolic. So people that actually do the branched chain amino acids, it can be catabolic.
Yeah.
So we didn't want that. So adding just a bolus of lutein, and if it's digested at a different time, because the amino acids more quickly absorbed and then the protein sitting there, he had to combine it so the body hack the body saw it as one protein.
Yes. And so this now, and it's, by the time you get this, I don't know if we will have launched this, but it's going to be called Optimized Plant Protein now. We're putting a big sticker over our current creamy, dreamy hemp protein. So if you have the sticker, you've got the new one. When you get the new one, know that this goes straight to your lean body mass and fuels it. It has 3 times the power of regular protein, and not just 3 times the power of the plant protein, of the most optimized protein, of even whey protein. So now when you're using this, It is going to enhance your body and raise your metabolism by fueling your lean body mass. Mm-hmm. And as we get older, that's what we're seeking, right? So it's so exciting. Here's what it stops from happening. It stops it from being a fuel just sitting in your bloodstream, not entering your cells. So the way Peter has designed it, Dr. Peter, is it forces your muscle cells to open up and accept it from the amino acid formula. And so, therefore, it's just a fast-action fuel that doesn't rely on your digestion. Yes, you have to swallow it, but it doesn't have to do all these other pathways that everything else does.
Yes, so, that leave a lot of, what is it called again, ammonia.
The hard thing when you're adding any amino acids to a food is the taste. Some amino acids taste so foul.
Like donkey butt.
They're actually really good for you, but they're disgusting, like especially histidine, right, Serene? Oh, my goodness. Like we were testing a lot of formulas. We were testing so many things, but he has got this protein tasting delicious. He used glycine.
Yes.
I mean, our plant protein, which is formerly Creamy Dreamy and now Optimized Plant Protein, is so good.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That reminds me to tell Lisa to get some.
And I do want to say this
too. No, get it. Danny, get it when it changes. Yeah. I don't know how many weeks we're away, but I think just 2 or 3 weeks. And by the time this potty drops, it might
be out. And we want to say we're optimizing all our protein. We will not have one protein on the market that says under the Trim Healthy label that isn't optimized. Now, whey has the 3-gram lutein threshold, like we said. But some people, they don't do well taking the whole amount. Like if they're sedentary, haven't built a lot of muscle yet, while they're contending for muscle and they haven't got there yet, that means their muscles aren't going to really want the protein. They can take the optimized protein will be a smaller scoop. Well, and they're getting just as much.
Yes, well, here's the deal. We noticed a lot of women, you know, when they first started on our plan did well with whey protein. Then as they got older and went through perimenopause or menopause, when their estrogen lowered, right? And what happens? You get less insulin sensitive.
I've got my insulin coming in the mail. My estrogen coming.
You know,
when
you get less sensitive to insulin, it's terrible. Your whole metabolism slows down, right? And your cells don't open up to receive the fuel. Well, so now our whey protein, I think that's the next, and then collagen. We got to talk about collagen.
Oh, yeah.
Whey protein. So it would sit in women's bodies sometimes as they got older and they wouldn't burn it.
Yeah.
So now that it's optimized and it has these right amino acids that target your muscles, it no longer sits. It has no choice but to go and fuel your muscles. It's just incredible. No one else is doing this.
It's amazing. And we're doing it with our collagen too, because everyone was like, well, you know, I know you say to eat breakfast and I'm trying, but sometimes I'm in a rush. I just want coffee. But I put collagen in it and we're like, well, sadly, collagen does nothing for your muscles. It's a beauty protein. It beautifies. It's so wonderful.
Well, it's great for your joints and everything.
Your hair, your joints, but it does not trigger.
It's missing tryptophan. Synthesis. It's missing an essential amino acid. It can't for your muscles.
And also, it doesn't have the right amount of lutein.
Yeah.
And so we're so excited because we've optimized that. So if you just want to put some, we still say eat a good breakfast. Yeah. But if you're on the run one morning and it's a while before you get breakfast, but you got your coffee in, you'll know if you put your collagen in your coffee, you've triggered your muscle synthesis, because it's very important as we age and we go into sarcopenia, which you can totally put the brakes on and even reverse. But it's very important as soon as you get up within half an hour to actually put a bolus of lutein in your body, because you've been breaking down through the night because you've been a while without any protein in your system.
But Serena, you and I take that a little bit differently. I mean, you always eat straight away when you get up. Honestly, I just can't. And
no, but the first meal you have should have
the first
protein.
Meal, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, but I can't eat within half an hour.
Well, that's
fine. And I don't think that's a rule
that's
that we
fine,
have
but
for
I'm
people.
Saying it, it's a beautiful thing if you can get that protein pretty much as soon as you wake up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying for altruists, like for a utopian
and for protein
diet.
Nerds, sure.
Right. And so for protein nerds, and that's people eat their coffee pretty much.
Yeah, they drink their coffee. Eat coffee, don't they?
Drink their coffee pretty much. So they can put their collagen in that's optimized. Now we're going to do it to our gelatin, and then we're optimizing all of our sweeteners, not for protein. Can we talk about that?
No, they're not ready yet, Serene.
Yeah, but we're optimizing it in a different way, not with protein, but with this special things, and we won't.
Yeah. But, you know, even our peanut, flour, that has protein in it. It's going to be optimized. We're trying to do nutritional yeast because that's a protein too, but it's a very mild protein.
Can
but
you imagine
I don't know if
you put nutritional yeast on your popcorn, which makes it so delicious, and
now
be like
it's a
protein
full snack because it's protein. Can you imagine that?
Oh, I'm so excited.
That's epic. Yeah.
We're just deciding as a company to take protein very seriously. We always have. We've always said protein is our anchor. But now we're not only taking it seriously, we're taking it to science. And we're saying, you know, everything else in life, you know, they're looking for the new and the breakthrough and the hack and how science can actually elevate our experience as humans. Well, we're going to do that with protein. Why live in the dark ages of protein?
Yeah, why when you have the knowledge to change something and make it better, you like, oh no, let's keep it as. I'm just so all about enhancing and optimizing. And that's our whole protein line. It's going to be called Optimize. So Optimize Collagen, Optimize Temp, we're going to call it Plant, Optimize Whey, all of it.
Yeah.
We're done.
Peace. Trim off the mama, my way.